Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 212 for Tuesday, January 6th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mixed after a choppy day of activity on Tuesday. The market was caught in between spillover support from the gains seen in Chicago soybeans and pressure from the weakness in soy oil. Canola values were anywhere from 50 cents lower to $2 higher. $8 and tons were linked to technical funds. Apparently, selling remains light over, despite the fact that we are near. On the other side, U.S. soybean crop and generally favorable conditions for South American are bearish. On weather hurting millet per Canadian dollar. Wheat, durum, barley were all untraded and unchanged. West grain and oil were on both sides of the plus-minus line. Soybean futures were strong, is anywhere from 12 cents higher, contract up 11 cents at $10.56¼. Continued signs of strong U.S. values. The USDA announced a fresh sale of soybeans to be shipped to China next crop year, just a day after the support came from worries about dry weather, stressing about 10-15% of South America's soybean crop, though conditions remain favorable for the remaining area. The large U.S. soybean crop continued to overhang the market, limiting the upside. Corn futures were softer. Prices were anywhere from 1 to 2 cents lower, March down 1 cent at $4.05 a bushel. Profit taking at the highs of the day and ahead of next week's monthly USDA report were behind the declines. Ongoing weakness in crude oil values was also bearish for corn, given its relationship with the ethanol industry. However, slow farmer selling in the U.S. and firmness in the cash market due to recent cold weather in many regions limited the declines. Wheat values were slightly higher, seeing some follow-through buying on Monday's rally. Values were anywhere from 2 to 5 cents stronger, March up 3 cents at $5.92 per bushel. Ongoing worries about cold weather damaging U.S. winter wheat crops this week were supportive, as was news that winter wheat crop conditions in Kansas and Nebraska are deteriorating. On the other side, strength in the U.S. dollar index was bearish, as it was causing export demand for U.S. supplies to slow down. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, January 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.